Blog Talk Radio.
Can one of y'all witness and testify of the goodness of the Lord?
He's made it over. I can be a witness. I can be a witness, and I'm a witness to testify. Hush now. Don't hush the children up. Let the children testify, because it said that the children shall testify, and they shall lead. You know, I believe in the children, and they ain't said very much on this year trip. Let the children speak. Let them speak, because I believe the children are our future. I believe the children are our future. Let them lead and let them show the way. I believe the children are our future. I'm singing that song all wrong. Let me start that song over again. I believe the children are our future. Let them lead and let them show the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us of how it used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in any man's shadow. If I should fall, if I should fail, least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take this freedom away from me. Lord have mercy. Let's go to station identification. I'm so shook up over being in the promised land, in the land of the free, the home of the brave. Let's take a station identification and see if we can come back here and sing for y'all. Because sometimes we get so shook up. We get so shook up over all this here thing that's going on. Let's take a station identification and see if we can come right back to you. I promise you we will. If our radio is serving right, it's going to come on and be able to give us a station identification. But if we can't, we're going to go right on here, because we is here in the promised land. Hold up. Take a station identification.
There are locks on the door, chain stretched across all the entries to the inside.
Okay, hair gonna calm down now. Get here a minute to calm down. I'm so excited that we's here in Canada, the promised land. Now, I'm going to rehearse that song over again for you because I got too excited back there, and the children were wanting to speak and want to say something, and I wanted to say something about the children. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how it used to be. People looking for someone to be a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place inside. So I decided I'd depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in any man's shadow. If I should fail, if I should fall, least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. The greatest love of all is easy to achieve. I'm learning to love myself with the greatest love of all. And you should love yourself. Give yourself a hug. No, don't hug Harriet. I don't want nobody to hug me. They might take away my life. I just want somebody to rock me tonight. Is there somebody that can rock me tonight? John, if you followed us in the spirit and I don't know you here, show up. You say, John ain't here and he ain't going to be here. Well, I tell you what. The Lord promised me a husband, and I know he's going to send him. So he will be here, and I know he'll be here soon. Let's all pray and thank the Lord for getting us here safely, because we done made it through the hardest part of our time. It's celebration time, y'all. It's celebration time, and we got to thank the ancestors. And do I have permission to speak by the oldest congregational member that's here today? Do I have permission to speak? You say I do? Okay, then. I want to thank the ancestors, each one of them, everyone, for getting us here safely. We passed the hard times. Didn't nobody along the side road try to shoot me down and try to take me back and turn me in for the reward? Lord, I thank you that those hounds didn't come up on my feet. I thank you because you didn't send out the hounds and those bad men who were going to capture me. I thank you that I made it here in one piece. And this here journey won't be the last, because I know there's many more that need to come out of that land. We's here in the promised land now. Do you know what that means? The promised land is where milk and honey is. And don't y'all go relating back to your old slave master ways. I want to talk to you for a minute before we go into pray. Hold on now. Because something, Lord trying to tell me something. Hold on. The Lord say, some of us got a mind to pick up where we left off. The job that our slave masters didn't do, we thinking about carrying out the same practices. I want to tell you something. Give up your old ways of your slave master. Ain't no slave masters here. Nobody here to tell you when to get up, when to go to sleep, how much cotton to pick, and that cotton picking cotton gonna be out there because you will be picking it for your own family. I want you to know you cannot resort back to your slave master's ways. You know, they put us in that there church and they set us down beside us, and we couldn't go to church except with our masters. And our master said that in that there Bible, that mutilated book, it says, slaves, obey your masters because it go well with you. And they endorse slavery. They use that there book to keep us in slavery. So don't let me see none of y'all walking around here toting that there book that kept you in slavery. You's free now. You's free to practice the African way. You say, what is the African way? Have not I been demonstrating that to y'all all alone? Didn't you carry me in your spirit and know that I'm truly an African? I didn't pick up with that there man's Christianity. I went along just to get along, but I didn't take it in my spirit. I took it in my stride because I know it was the very thing keeping us in slavery. You never take on another man's religion. You create your religion out of your customs and your traditions. And they never one of them talked about Toby, except for when they wanted us to be a slave. They never talked about Kuta Kente. They never used our icon language. They never used any of our traditions and customs. They gave us their ways, and we got to give them back. Don't let me see now one of y'all picking up that Bible, rehearsing and practicing like they did in slavery. It will only be the Willie Lynch theory and keep you in slavery and keep you pushing your brothers down like the crab syndrome. So I'm saying this to every one of y'all today, that when you lean on understanding, don't lean on that understanding that was wicked and very wrong. They demonstrated by putting slaves in front of you, desecrating them, beating them down, and even asked me if I would beat one of my brothers with a whip. Never. Before I do that to one of my brothers, I would rather take the whipping. And you have got to understand that that Willie Lynch theory is alive and well. That there white man went over to the plantation and gave what they call a conference on the Willie Lynch theory, how to keep a slave in their place. They used that their Bible as one of the sources. Now, you don't have to carry a Bible around. Excuse me here. The word will grow up in you. You are living epistle. And you would create the word out of you if you never saw a book. Just think, we never could read. So how was we going to carry that word around and read it? We had all of that information in our Akashic records already in us. Because the slaves knew we were going to have to be caught. Now, I want to say this to you. If you resort back to your slave master's ways, you're going to incarcerate your own people and you'll colonize them. Remember, we came up out of that there colonization. And we're not going to reproduce that in our community. Well, you will have to still call on your ancestors. And you will have to set up altars in your house. And you will realize that your ancestors are, your dead ancestors are what connects you to the living God. Without having your dead ancestors, you can no way connect to the living God. The living God is in you. And he knows who you are. He knows your inception from your beginning from your end. He was, Romola was right there when you was created. Okay? So I want you to understand, put away the thoughts of that religion. Just like Bookman Dadi said, if you really want to be truly free. He didn't say you would be free. He said you could be free. You can be free right now if you decide to put aside your slave master's ways and his religion. No, it was created for him. We gave it to him to civilize him so that him would know what to do, because him was the one that needed civilization, and we were the one bringing reasoning. Don't tell me about no Greek giving you reasoning. Wasn't no Greek available. Homer and Aristotle got reasoning from us. We's the one that taught them reasoning. We taught them how to socialize, how to get along. Now, how is the book going to be reprinted and give it back to us? Now, we romanticize about the book like it was created for us. We were good-natured people. We carried God in our spirit. Everything we did, we called on the spirit because we knew the spirit was eternal. We knew that material was temporal. And we taught them that when they came up out of that Caucasus Mountain, we had to stand them upright and let them walk on their 2 feet and to civilize their brothers and sisters. So can we go backwards as if we are the children? We are the old folks. We the one that brought that book to help civilize somebody else. Now, don't you take it and whoop your children with it and push it down their throat. Religion must come out of all that you do, the way you crop your garden, the way you run your household, the way you feed feed your children and love your wives and children. All of that is your customs and tradition. You can't make no religion out of somebody else's customs and traditions. These are the traditions of their fathers. And if you bow down to them, you are sure to repeat the same mistakes that they repeated. Do you remember how many people were brought out front and were whipped in front of us? Do you remember how many of those people that didn't make it when they brought mothers out that were impregnated and they lost their child and their life? And they used that to show us an example of what would be done to us, that that was fear. We don't have that kind of fear no more. We trust in the Almighty. And if the Almighty didn't say it was so, it ain't so. And we've got to not be afraid now. We came this far by faith, and this far we'll continue to go if we hold on to God's unchanging hands. We cannot resort back to that dear man's Bible and his rules and regulation. We don't have to crop his steel no more. Don't you let me see none of y'all out there working for the man, cropping his steel, and y'all ain't got no garden at home, and your children is hungry, and your cupboards are bare. You don't fall for that position again. You are free. How many of you know you free? Raise your hand if you know you free. If you a free man, you sing this song with me. I wish I knew how it feels to be free. I wish someone would take these chains off of me. Then I would soar to the wind, 'cause I know how it feels. I know how it feels to be free. Yes, indeed. You are free as a bird. Some of y'all so free that you can elevate and lift yourself up. Then lift your brother up when you've been strengthened. And don't say, who is my brother? Who is my neighbor? Those are the ones that do the will of the Creator are your brother and your neighbor. So help your neighbor. It's like you helping yourself. Now, I'm going to say this loud and clear. We went to that there church in the back of that plantation, because we were made to do so. We wanted to be obedient, and we didn't want to be whipped, so we went. We have a choice now. We don't have to go out here to these churches that we see, because we know what they're perpetuating, and we know what they're teaching, because we've been over in slavery, and it was used to hold us in slavery. So I want you to look at the traditions of your father. The icon religion. Some of you even talked about Santeria. If you're Hispanic, then that's fine. And some of you talk about tree. The tree people talk about looking into worshiping Ifa. Ifa be the religion to look at. It lays down the tradition like Icon does. We have our Orishas, which are the essence of God. And we look at those essences as if they are God. They are not God. They are just expressions of God. And you must understand, you are not an idolatry worshiper. You believe in the one God. And there's many other expressions that God, the outer court of heaven. You have a God on your head, as I told you, his name, or he, she, or it, is called Ori, because God doesn't have no next of kin, no known kin. He brought himself here out of himself, and you must remember that. And no man has seen God and lived. So don't listen to some of the foolishness that they're teaching out of that their Bible. It contradicts itself over and over again. Now, I'm not here to fight for that Bible, because some good things came out of it. Jesus was really the Buddhist that came up out of India, because Jesus went to India to teach the people. You know what's going on. Take on a relationship with God. Don't pick up no religion to tie yourself to something. You want to be loose from being tied up. Now that you got your freedom, I want you to treat your brothers and sisters like yourself. Because remember, you see yourself in them. If you suffer, there goes the suffering of all of y'all. Don't mistreat your family. And we is your family. And don't get sedated because you get education. I'm studying, too, to get better knowledge. But I'm not going to separate myself from y'all. Because education does not bring about wisdom. And all we get in knowledge, get wisdom. So we can decipher that knowledge to know what part of it is real, considered as having mother with. Get mother with. And understand that mother whip ain't the same thing as knowledge. Some of us walk around here so pumped up with pride because we got education called knowledge, but we ain't got a bit of wisdom to couple that off. I want you to do your prayers and continue to chat and call on the spirits. Call on the ancestors, Eli. Please call on the ancestors because they will pick you up. And they will make you strong, and they will show you the sum total of why you came here to this freedom promised land. This here be where we are here in the freedom promised land. Let's do a prayer. Oh, Father God, we's here now in the promised land. And we don't perpetuate no more racism amongst ourselves. We don't change our feelings towards Yellow Mary and towards Blue, Black, Susie. We love each other no matter what our shades are. We don't go thinking we're better than each other because of how much material things we got. We don't let material things lead us. We lead each other because of the love we have for one another. They will know us by the way we love each other. Oh, let them see the way you love each other. Because, faded religion in its rarest forms when you can demonstrate it. And you must understand religion is not some words printed on a book that you repetitiously do over and over and over again. The Lord didn't call you to do that. He wants to live his life through you. He wants to know expression through you. And each one of us are a different vessel, and we express God in many different ways. So allow him to use you today, brothers and sisters. Allow him to manifest himself through you, because this is what true, real African religion is. And we must remember our tradition, our traditions of our ways. Even when we get married, we must follow things in a tradition. And even when we bury each other, we must prepare the bodies in a traditional way so we transition into the halls of judgment in a proper form. Africans do things very uniquely, and we have traditions. And our traditions have been passed down for everyone to manifest their form of understanding. So we are not without a guide and a map. We have all that we need within our African religion. And remember your African ways of how you dedicate the baby back to God and give that soul back to God to watch over. Remember how Kunta Kinte was holding his grandchild up to the moon and gave that baby back. And remember, you must do that too. Now, I understand that I was supposed to be married this time around. And I know there's one that was talking to me kind of sweet-like and hitting on me and said he wanted to squeeze me. I told him don't squeeze me because I don't want no one to take away my life. But I'm going to humble myself because I know it's time for me had to settle down and to have a husband so I can have a helpmate. So I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all who it is. And he has been quiet because he didn't want nobody to confront him. He ain't John. No, you're wrong. He ain't John. Come on out, Massa. Come on out and tell him who you know. You ain't that white man. No. You ain't Master John. This is Master Prairier. Master Prairier, he's the one that asked me if I'd be his wife. And we here in the promised land, we're going to jump the broom right now because we want to substantiate it. We want to make it official. Now, if you go and get that corn husk broom and lay it out, that's a Westerners thing. It's not African. I want you to know it ain't African, but we're going to jump backwards over that broom. And we's going to come into the promised land married. Yes, we're going to be married. He's going to be my husband, and I'm going to be his wife. We's going to be married. Now, if someone would come and hold my arm and give me away and give me over to Master Perry, I certainly appreciate it. Now, we jump in the back of the broom because that's a traditional Westerners thing that we bring with us. Let us jump back all together. So we jump into alimony, alimatrimony, where we're married. We's married now. We's married. I's married now. And he brought me the ring. Can't you see it brilliantly? I's married now. And this is what we should all do. If we're still making children and building families, it's important for us to do the traditional thing because God meant for us to have families. Families are the most important thing to God, and he has created marriage, and marriage is honorable. Now, you know back then in slavery, they gave our husbands away. They sent our husbands away from us and used them as studs. And then they asked us, how come we can't keep our families together? They were the ones splitting our families up, sending our husbands away, using our women for bed wenches. We did everything we knew how to keep the tradition of marriage together. And we did a darn good job because we kept names of all of our children. No matter how far away they sold them, we stayed in contact with them. And that's what we're going to do here in this land, here in Canada. We're going to stay in contact with one another, and we're going to come together for bimbes, and we're going to sing our song, and we're going to remember the times when the struggle was so hard. And then we're going to tell our children the story of how we made it over. How I got over, how I got over. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. As soon as I see Jesus, the man that set me free, the man that stand and suffered, he died for you and me. I'm going to walk me some streets of gold into that new Jerusalem. And my soul will look back and wonder how I got over, how I got over, how I got over. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. As soon as I see Jesus, the man that set us free, the man they said they bled and suffered, and he died for you and for me. I'm going to walk me some streets of gold into that new Jerusalem. And my soul will look back and wonder. And my soul will look back and wonder. And my soul will look back and wonder how I got over. That's right. Our soul is going to look back and wonder how we made it here to Canada. This ain't the only place we'd be. We're going to be able to travel all around and go back to our mother's land. And Canada be a good place to settle for right now. And I want y'all to settle, and I want y'all to be happy because we's free now, and we's here in this promised land. I've got my freedom. I've married now. I don't have to work on the front line, and I don't have to fight in no wars no more. And this is our last trip going back to get and look for John. When I go back, I'm going to see if there's any straddlers there. I'm going to look for those children that want to be free. You got to want to be free to travel with Harriet because it's a dangerous, dangerous journey. And I didn't do it by myself. The Word and the Spirit was always with me. The voice was the one that was carrying me. And the voice will carry you while you here in freedom. Don't let your mind and your spirit be troubled. You too can be free and not have worry about who's going to hunt you down. And you don't have no free papers to carry around. But if somebody should try to take you back in slavery, fight with all your might. And when you've done all you can do to fight, remain fighting. And still I say fight them. Because you're not going to go back into slavery if you put up a fight with them. And you make up your mind you want to be free. You have to make your mind up you want to be free. And once you are free indeed. Now do some good things while you're here. a racist, if you can help anybody, white or black, help them. And help them to elevate their consciousness, to think differently about the Negro. Let them know that the Negro ain't all bad. And ain't nobody all bad. And you're not cattle. You're not animal. You're a human being. You were divinely made by the Creator. And you're somebody. And you are somebody. And let them know they can't judge you like an animal. And they can't depreciate you to nothing because you brought them into existence. Let them know that Dagnish up in the high places brought all living beings here. And we're kinfolk. We're all kinfolk. Who's talking about diversity? You came from us. There's only but one race, the Asiatic race, and that's us. We created all living beings, and they're all our kinfolk. Why must they get out and show their tails and act like they're animals and treat us like we're insignificant? We're not insignificant. We were born and molded and shaped in God's image. And we carry the expression of God with us. His essence is in each of us. So we are gods. So address us as God. You are God, little children. You've overcome all of that. Now that you are gods, you're the giants in the land. They will be saying, we cannot overtake them because there's giants there. That's right. We are the giants, and we are the gods that have come back to inhabit this land. It's said in the 14th Amendment that we have a right to entitle and right to property, to land. That don't mean renting no house. That don't mean living in no apartment. That means a right to property and land. If somebody done took your land, you call it back to you. I decree that the Lord will give you some property because it is your rightful standing position to have property and land. Now come here to this land. Don't shrink small. And don't you walk around with your head down. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. Don't you see Moses with our hands up? My hands are up, trying to lead you back to righteousness and believing in yourself. Don't you let nobody break you down. You've been broken too many times. You can't be broken no more. You've already been, and when you bend, you now can stand up straight. This here our land, and we be on this land now. No man come and take your land from you. You're part Native American. You let your brothers know that you're the real original Native American. There was no Americans that were just black. You were the black Asiatic Indian. And all of us got some Indian in us because we escaped out there and the Indians took us in. And we had to opt to become Indians. But we still are black. And we've always been black. So you Indians who are living out there on the reservation, getting our benefits, I say getting our benefits, move over, because we's going to get our benefits too. Because you can't have those casinos where you get all the shares off the money and the blacks don't get none. You've got to share this land. This land here be God's land and all our land. I want you to know our religion is strong, and that is why over in Africa, some of the people there refused to take on Christianity. It wasn't strong enough to hold us. We had to resolve to stay with our African religion. I'm telling you to do the same thing. Stay with your African religion and your customs and tradition. They'll soon see that you have something strong will mend the world's broken heart. There's other folks that are different melanin who still want to learn about Ifa now. They want to be priests and priestesses and Baba Lord. Now, why would they want to be learning about our religion unless it was powerful? It had some authority. So you take the city and take the authority, and don't let me see you walk around here in town dragging your feet, drinking alcohol and that booze and stuff, taking drugs and tearing your body down, because that's not why we was brought here. We were brought here to lift ourselves and lift those around us that are lowliest of spirit. You are a special, peculiar type of people. You were created from God's image, and God don't want you to destroy his temple. Remember, I took you out there in the woods and told you that the temple was in you. Ain't no edifice and no building out there to contain God. God puts himself in you. You the living epistle. Don't you forget it. We's here now. in this land called Freedom Canada. Now I want you to know that there are some things we must do to organize ourselves. We must set up structure. And when we come back again, we're going to set up our structure and put our people in position to rule and to lead. We's the leaders now. Why don't you follow the leader and see what God has in store for you? Because it is not a mystery, nor is it a joke. God has in store for us everything that we think we can have. Now, I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that God did not put you here for you to fail. You are going to succeed. You are going to succeed. And you don't have to humble yourself to no man. You've paid all the dues you're going to pay. It's time for celebration and jubilee time. It's time to celebrate us coming back here to this free land called Canada. It be diversified of many different people. We are all one people with one voice and one aim. We speak with one voice, and we all give every man his say-so and give every man his freedom, and we don't hold anyone in bondage because we don't want to be held in bondage. And we say these things that hope that somebody might hear what we're saying and get to know the African and know that there's good in the African, and he's shared his goodness and royalties with the world. We are one of the seven greatest wonders of the world. There would be no economy if we weren't spending our money, if we weren't sharing our lucrative values. There would be no jump-starting the economy if we didn't go out and buy these things. We know we're one of the seven wonders of the world. You watch what we do, and you said Elijah was going to come and set things straight. Well, we're Elijah. We have come and set things straight for the world. And now that Elijah has come, you know that you in a new world, and this is a new dispensation. So this is to be the new world. And here is what we be, and here's what we stay. And I want you to know I am, because we are. And because we are, therefore I am. Don't you forget it. Until we meet again, go on your separate ways, build your homes, build your communities, and if you need me, call on Harriet. Me and my husband will come, and we will assist you in all that we know how. And we love you because you are people, you are blood. Now tap into the ancestors' melanin and grow strong. Tap into the ancestors' melanin, because it's up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. And they are the sum total of why we're here. Remember that. You cannot do anything with God until you tap into your dead ancestors' spirit. That's what connects you to the living God. Go, you people, and lift up a light and a standard. Yes, we will see you soon. It's been so hard for the black man. So hard. But things are going to get better now. The black man will get over the grain house. He will get to see his children rise up and call him glory. He will get to see the traditions of his ancestors lived out. He will get to know what his mission is here on this earth. I want each and every one of you to understand that we's not here by no accident. We's here by divine order. And we will accomplish that which was intended. And that which is intended today is that we, as the African people, will lead the people back to civilization. Thank you.